By last minute. Folks, Rose has started the recording. And with that, Rose, if you could take roll.
Judge Conklin,
I'm present.
Miss Fleming,
Set.
Judge Bradshaw, Judge Clark, Judge Amity,
Present.
Judge Gabe, Judge Getty, Judge Jasna,
Here.
thank you, Judge Kamakarian,
Here.
Judge Kelly, Judge Reinhardt, Judge Rogan,
Here.
Judge Sandhu, Miss Cameron,
Present.
Mr. Finke,
Here.
Mr. Harrigan,
Here.
Mr. Landry. He informed me he may be running late today. Mr. Parker,
Here.
Mr. Riley, Mr.
Here.
Riley, thank you, I see you. Mr. Roddy,
Present. Thank you.
Mr. Rule,
Here.
Mr. Slayton,
I'm here.
thank you. Miss Turner,
Here.
Mr. Yamasaki,
Yes, good afternoon, President.
thank you. Our advisory member, Mr. Theodorovich. And our liaison member, Judge Awani.
See, Judge Getty has arrived.
Yep, Mark,
Okay, no
Judge
problem.
Getty, welcome. I'm sure Judge Getty is here. We clearly have a quorum. I know there's just a few people that are probably finishing up morning tasks, but I'd like to get started to keep us on time. Welcome, everybody. Appreciate it for your continued diligence and hard work with Tickback. Very quickly, I'm going to ask for a motion to approve the minutes of the May 7th Tickback meeting. If there's that motion, please.
Amity, I'll move.
Thank you. And a second.
Henry, second.
Great. Moved and seconded that those minutes be approved. Having a chance to review those minutes, any opposition? And hearing none, those minutes are approved. I want to confirm that today we have no public comment received for this meeting.
That's correct, Judge. No
Okay,
public
so that
comment.
option will be available in the future. So we would welcome that as it becomes appropriate. And that gets us right to our first action item. This is a continuing item for all of us. I'm very confident we're well aware of this. This is a consideration of the fiscal year 25-26. So that's coming up beginning in 25-26. Allocations for the Child Court Trust Fund and the General Fund. The committee will consider these allocations. The total allocations represent $3.1 billion in funding for the trial courts. This recommendation will go to the council for its July meeting. It'll first go through the JBBC meeting set late next week, next Friday, May 30th, I believe. Before we get into the content of this, however, I think it'd be appropriate to have Zlatko update us since we've last met. The governor has issued their May revise. Just want to make sure everybody's aware of that revise. Zlatko?
No, thank you, Judge. It's great to be here today. I think some of you, many of you have heard me speak a bit about the May revision. The memo was issued when the May revision came out last week. It preserves some critical investments from the governor's budget as it relates to our restoration, as well as the $40 million for cost increases. So that's welcome news in light of the $12 billion forecasted budget gap that needed to be solved. But it goes without saying that the branch is always part of the solutions, and some were ones that we had worked on, and some that are the choice of the administration. But we understand that there are challenging decisions that had to be made and throughout the budget. Just recently, some of the conversations that have had in other budget committees in the legislature about the health cuts discussed the significant impacts from our branch perspective. The pullback of funding for pretrial services has been an important topic, and there's been lots of feedback from probation on that. Again, we do know that that is a part of the difficult decision-making process that the administration went through this year, also to pull back on a jury pilot program that's also being proposed to be eliminated and the funding that goes along with it. But there are some other solutions that were not as impactful, but important contributions to the overall budget problem. So it relates to unspent trial court trust fund resources that we would otherwise have been returning. Some other items as they relate to our facilities funds that would have no impact on our program. So, you know, we are appreciative again of what the budget has proposed, in the context of a $12 billion hole and what we're hearing in terms of the other impacts throughout the budget. We've had two budget hearings thus far, and they will be the last budget hearings that we'll have. The assembly would met on Monday and the Senate met on yesterday. No concerns expressed about the funding of the 42 and the 40, but more focus on the changes that came in the May revision. In particular, the pretrial has been in focus there. Yesterday, there was a discussion about a budget bill language change as it relates to court interpreter coordinators. You know, we continue to work with the Department of Finance to support the budget that's proposed. And these allocations at this juncture in the budget process reflect what's in the budget proposal. We were concerned as we were watching and tracking the spring and the issues with the, you know, while in the sort of current period, the revenues were strong. What were the forecast? And the governor did identify, you know, some softening in their economic forecast, which resulted in reduced revenues. And also the, you know, activity at the federal level, the wildfires, the Medi-Cal increases, just a number of pressures on the budget. And so again, to have gotten to this point, we are appreciative that the funds for those core costs are still in the budget. Would be not me talking if I didn't talk about the out years. I've mentioned it in several conversations about the continued challenges in the budget going forward, with still a lot of unknowns about federal action on the budget at the what the impacts on the state will be. But for the time being, I think we are in as good a place as we could be considering those fiscal conditions, and you know, really look forward to seeing the final budget. There will be a budget in print on the 12th. And that meets the 72-hour rule because the legislature will need to vote by the 15th of June, which is a Sunday. So there'll be some activity in that prior week as we're trying to wrap up and secure all the funding and changes that we have in the budget. And then the governor will have 12 days to act on that. But in that interim, oftentimes the legislature's budget that's passed on the 15th is more a reflection of their priorities. And then there are reconciling budget bills that come to reflect the budget agreement. And with that said, there might still be adjustments in the summer. The May revision is, you know, their best forecast, but absent tax revenues from Los Angeles that were delayed because of the fires. And also, what are the revenues in June? June is the biggest month of the year, while April is a reconciling month, and therefore there can be revenues that are coming in there. June is the largest when you include all the quarterlies that are coming in, and that'll be a reflection of what's been happening with folks making, you know, money in the stock market, as often we're dependent on their success as a state revenue. So a lot going on. I think we're in a good place now, and I think the good work of the committee is going to put the branch and the trial courts in a good place. But we just need to be thoughtful and be prepared that there might be change as fiscal conditions you know, may change. The Legislative Analyst Office, in their review of the budget, concurred generally with the structure of the budget and not exacerbating out-year problems. But that means that that there were some hard decisions that were made that result in some significant changes in access to medical services in California. Again, in the context of the overall budget, we're in a good place. And as the chief has said, we support the budget as proposed, knowing that there's difficult decisions that had to be made. And the questions, since we've had good meetings the last couple of days in Sacramento with the PJs and CEOs, anything that's piqued your interest or curious about, I'll look into my crystal ball as the best I can if you do have questions.
Zlatko, thanks. Any questions for Zlatko, just limited to the budget update that was just provided? Any concerns? All right, Zlatko is going to be with us for the remainder of the meeting. So if any of those come up, obviously he'll be happy to join. I'm just going to update our role. I noticed that Judge Bradshaw has joined us. Judge Clark has joined us. I'm not sure if Judge Gabe is with us or Judge Reinhardt or Judge Sandu. I don't see them yet. They're understandably busy. All right. So we're now going to proceed to this action item as I previously introduced to you. I'll remind you all that we had this May 7th informational presentation concerning the resource assessment study, otherwise known as RAS, and the workload formula. RAS is the model by which the judicial branch determines the funding need for the courts based upon workload, and the workload formula is the policy and methodology that guides the allocation of our available funds. The informational session, I hope, helped everybody to understand the background for today's discussion. As a result of that informational discussion, I think we were pretty much on track to address the impact of that RAS study. I'm about to turn it over to Oksana, but the impact of that RAS study is significant, appropriate, and ongoing. And based upon the discussion we had there, we were beginning to focus more on continuing to analyze the impact of that total study and therefore delay the implementation of using those workload figures until the 26-27 fiscal year. The materials you have today essentially set forth two options that Oksana is going to explain to you. But the two options in generalization, and I'll come back to these when she's done. One is to continue with the same annual updates that we have every year, which in and of themselves will be significant. That's the recommendation. The other option would be to, besides not even implement the RAS, the updated RAS, not even implement the annual updates. There's some comment about the validity of that or perhaps the downside of that, but I'll wait till after Oksana presents. And we have a full chance to discuss those before I call for an adoption of the recommendations. Zlatko, did you have your hand up?
To fill in the gap, for those of you who you had seen the presentation at TICBAC, we also then did that same presentation with Leah on Tuesday at the executive meeting. And I think that generated a good, robust conversation both on Tuesday and then again on Wednesday morning, sort of our commitment to continue to bring education about the RAS and its connection with the workload formula policies. And so just want to, for those of you who are not part of that, and probably a few of you, as many as you have been there, that we will continue that work. And I know there was a lot of conversation about the work of DAC and the path forward and lots of good input over the prior 2 days.
Yep, I appreciate that. Zlatko, I wasn't, one, not invited because I'm not a current PJ, but two, wasn't able to be there because I'm myself in a trial, but there were significant voices and presentations, and I'm glad everybody got that update. I think in summary, everybody on this call today has heard about this either in the past few days or at our last meeting. So I hope you all have the information you need to make the recommendation today. Oksana, let's get into some details.
Thank you, Judge Conklin. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Oksana Tak, and I'm a senior analyst with Budget Services. Agenda item number one on page six asks for consideration of the recommended preliminary fiscal year 25-26 trial court trust fund, known as TCTF, allocations for judicial counsel offices and the trial court, totaling $3.1 billion. The allocations include recommendations from the Revenue and Expenditure Subcommittee, funding included in May revision to the governor's proposed fiscal year 25-26 budget, and workload formula allocation methodology as approved by the Judicial Council. I will provide a high-level highlights of the extensive report presented today for committee consideration. Attachment A on page 16 provides details of the Revenue and Expenditure Subcommittee recommendations on TCTF allocations for various programs. The bottom section of Attachment A provides two summaries of the total allocations displayed cumulatively by each council office and TCTF program. The proposed budget for fiscal year 25-26 does not include new money for the trial courts per definition in the workload formula policy, because Budget Act of 2024 also did not include any new money. The fiscal year 25-26 is considered the second year of no new money, and the equity-based reallocation will be implemented in the proposed TCTF allocations. This is the first time since the implementation of the workload formula policy in fiscal year 2018-19 that the equity-based reallocation will be incorporated in the calculation of the allocations. The calculation is actually presented in attachment G on page 26. The proposed fiscal year 25-26 budget also includes $40 million to address trial court operational cost increases. At its April 16, 2025 meeting, the TCBAC approved the allocation of proposed $40 million for operational cost increases as a proportional increase of 1.6% over each trial court's fiscal year 24-25 workload formula allocation, which is consistent with the council's existing policy. The TCBAC also approved the sequence of funding adjustment so that the equity-based reallocation of existing funding will occur first before adding the $40 million for increased operational cost for the trial courts. As Judge Conklin mentioned, two options were considered. Option one updated the standard annual components of the resource assessment study known as RAS model and maintains the case weights from the 2017. This is the recommended option, as you will see on page 14 of your materials. The second option maintains the fiscal year 24-25 workload formula need, which is also based on 2017 case weights, but it does not include updates to the standard RAS annual components. This approach underestimates the workload need for the trial court and is not a recommended method. Using the recommended option, attachment B on pages 17 through 18 provides details of the preliminary allocations displaying base, discretionary, and non-discretionary programs from the TCTF and general fund in the amount of $3.1 billion in column AG, including total TCTF base allocation in the amount of $2.6 billion in column W. This document can be used to assist courts in breaking down their various allocation categories. Next, attachment D on pages 21 through 22 provides details of the fiscal year 25-26 workload formula allocation information of $2.6 billion, with the total by each court in column Y. The materials also include the TCTF fund condition statement, which shows that the fund is projected to have necessary resources to support these requests. The information is outlined in attachment F on page 25, with a projected fund balance of $151.8 million at the end of fiscal year 25-26, included in row 23. Of this amount, $110.2 million is restricted and $41.7 million is unrestricted. Recommendations presented to the TCBAC for consideration are listed on pages 14 through 15 of the materials, contingent on the finding included in the enacted budget for fiscal year 25-26. Please note that since these are preliminary allocations, some modifications may be necessary based on the future state revenue and budget adjustments. That concludes our presentation. Should members have any questions, Judicial Council staff are on the call for this item to assist answering questions as needed. Thank
Oksana,
you.
Thanks so much. So to summarize these recommendations, folks, and perhaps overgeneralize, the first step we're taking is deciding what annual updates to apply. And the decision after last week's meeting, or the focus after the meeting on May 7th, was to apply the annual updates that are applied every year, to stay consistent with that practice, even though those in and of themselves will cause some significant adjustments. The next aspect of the recommendation was to defer the implementation of the case weight, the 2024 case weight updates, to a following fiscal year to allow us to anticipate and prepare for that, to adjust our glide path, so to speak. Then after deciding those updates, we then follow standard policy that has already been vetted and approved by the council. And that is, this is a second year of no new money. So we've applied all those updates. We then apply the equity formula, given the fact that this is a second year of no new money, and allocate accordingly. Then the next step is we factor in, and thankfully, the $40 million that remains in the budget, assuming that does, Zlako has highlighted and Oksana has highlighted, we're optimistic, but we won't know for sure until the final budget's out. But assuming the 40 remains, then that'll be allocated after the equity formula is applied. And those recommendations, as noted, are set forth on page 14 and 15. Then, as a technical aspect of that, we'd approve delegation of the authority to the administrative director for up to a maximum of 10% for specific allocations. We include that every year. So I hope my summary doesn't confuse everybody after Oksana's excellent description of exactly what the recommendations are. And with that, I open it up for questions. I know we have Oksana, we have Zlako, Rob's with us today, so we have a lot of expertise present in the meeting today if anybody has questions or concerns. And Rebecca, I don't know if you wanted to add anything beyond what I've said.
Nope, you did great. Thanks.
Questions, folks? Judge, I'm sorry, Amity, I see your hand up. Go ahead.
Thank you. I just wondered, under recommendation number two, it says a future fiscal year, but I think our conversation today has been that that should be 2026, 2027.
Yes, that's the intended year. Yes, obviously, I don't mean to forecast anything, but next year, if there's a massive, I don't know, fire bigger than the one we had before, that leaves options open by using the phrase future fiscal year. But unless anybody wants to correct me, Zlako, or anybody,
it provides flexibility, but the goal is to work towards 26, 27. But given the extensive discussion that is expected to be had about RAS, it may result in some alternative plan that we are not aware of at the moment, and gives us that flexibility without it being definitive. But we are ultimately deferring, and the future fiscal year is 26, 27.
Good question, Judge Amity. Thanks. I see Judge Clark, your hand's up, and then Judge Rogan. Judge Clark?
It's actually the same issue I was going to raise. And my question is there a reason we cannot have the recommendation say to defer it until next year? And then next year, if something arises, it could be voted on to change it at that point. Because my concern is that this change is pretty dramatic. I totally agree with the need for a one-year glide path that we've talked about, the opportunity to do the outreach that we've talked about. All of those things are positive. But I think we need to have an intended implementation date, not leaving it open. I'm not in favor of just saying a future year. I think it should be set at next year. And if we have something arise, we can vote on it to change that if we had a basis to do that.
And Judge Rogan, I don't mean to dissuade you from commenting, but I'm relying on the circumstantial evidence of your head nod. Are you joining in Judge Clark's concern and comment?
I am joining on that. I share the same concerns. And while I understand volatility, stability, and predictability, that those concerns also go to the underfunded courts who are doing without to infer that their stability in those underfunded courts is, I think, a false pretense. And they're entitled to the stability as well. And to just put it as a future date leaves open a lot of opportunity to defer and delay even further without the necessity to expedite as soon as possible.
All right. So I don't think that's an unreasonable suggestion at all. It doesn't bind us. So if we were to specify for the, it would be the 26-27 fiscal year, obviously this committee can make changes or change that recommendation if necessity arises. Is Laco any concerns about that?
Not in the least.
Okay, so we would just say recommendation number two, approve for deferral of the updated 2024 case weights and the workload affirmative calculations to the 26-27 fiscal year. Would that satisfy your concerns, Judge Clark and Judge Rogan?
Yes,
it would.
All right. And Rose, did you get that?
I did. Thank you.
Okay. Judge Getty, I see your hand up. Go ahead.
I just had a question in terms of my appreciation was that the Judicial Council did already approve the RAS study methodology for the new weights for 24-25. And I am just wondering, I have not reviewed the transcript or the minutes or the history of that action, but are our actions today consistent with what the Judicial Council's actions were in adopting that and including, you know, making this decision? I'm very much in agreement with my colleagues about defining next year so we don't leave it open-ended. I just want to make sure that we are actually implementing the policy that the Judicial Council established.
Yeah, very valid concern, Judge Getty. We've discussed that. And yes, the overall opinion is, even though the council made that recommendation, it's this committee's task and responsibility, along with JBBC, to provide them the most current information. And therefore, I think this is well within our purview to do. But I want to make sure Zlatko or even Rob is on here as well. TICBAC and JBBC have the, not a discretion, but responsibility to make this recommendation, Zlatko?
Yeah. I know Rob has popped on, so I don't know if he wants to offer something.
I would absolutely confirm what you're saying, Judge Conklin. And just to clarify, the RAS case weights are one component that go into the workload formula. So the Judicial Council did approve the case weights, but it is up to this advisory committee to decide how you would like to apply those case weights and at what time.
Judge Getty, does that? Thanks. I see your head nodding, thumbs up. Rob, thanks so much for that input as well. Very helpful. Okay. Great clarifying questions. I think it shows the thought that this members of this committee put into these, but I don't want to stop anybody else from the questions or concerns before we move on to adopting or considering the recommendation. I'm looking for hands. I don't see any. All right. So I would invite a motion to approve the recommendation as modified. That is, paragraph number two will now read to the 26-27 fiscal year. And with that, is there a motion to approve the four recommendations set forth at page 14 and 15 of your materials?
This is Yamasaki. I move approval of the recommendations with the modification as expressed.
David, thank you very much. Is there, who was there a second?
Judge Clark, I'll second.
Judge Clark moved and seconded that those four recommendations as set forth be approved for recommendation to JBBC and the council at its July meeting. Now that it's a pending motion, any further comments, concerns, or questions? And I know this is a big one, folks, but my typical practice is to say, is there any opposition? And I'm reassured by the discussion today that everybody appears to be very comfortable with these recommendations, but I want to give the opportunity. So I'm simply going to ask to make sure, is there any objection or abstention to the approval of the recommendations as set forth in the materials? And I've waited, I've listened, I've watched, I see none. So as the chair, along with Rebecca joining, I think, we'll deem that these four recommendations are unanimously approved with a slight modification as set forth. I really appreciate the time everybody's taken on this. Like anything else, this has gone through some significant discussion and vetting, which I think adds to the validity of the recommendation, I don't know how else to put it, and to the work that this committee does. I do want to make, we've got plenty of time. As I said, I wasn't at the past 2 days of meetings, but I do want to acknowledge the work of Budget Services that they did and their advocacy for the branch. You know, it's a delicate balance, folks, considering that the budget affects us statewide. And I appreciate and sometimes can't understand how they're able to do it. But when you balance all of the other statewide interests, and so as the branch, when we go forward, we have to be careful not to overstep. And I don't know how else to say it, to adequately represent the branch's interests and at the same time to be respectful of other entities' interests as we make this advocacy, I think is very impressive and shows the great work done. So I've probably been enough of a cheerleader. Anyways, Judge Rogan, I think you're a part of that. Did you want to make a comment?
Yes, I will. I join you in thanking Slotko and team. I was at the meeting, so I do appreciate all the information that they provided to both those committees, SEAC and TCPJAC. One of the concerns that did come up that I will share and I will inquire of is when will the information based on the new calculations be released so that people can start trying to provide that predictability or work towards it as soon as possible. That was one of the concerns of both members of SEAC and TCPJAC. Do we have any information when the CEOs will receive that information?
Locko or Rob?
Yeah, and I think when that question was asked on Tuesday, I almost would like to repeat what Rebecca said about where we are in terms of the process, is that there's still a lot of examining that's going to be happening. And therefore, to publish the numbers that are still sort of in fluid could also sort of push us in a direction that we're not quite ready to go to, both internally and externally. We've talked about that in terms of impact of access, our advocacy, but there's still work to be done. And that's why we're pausing for use now, but we are, you know, in earnest working on, I think coming out of yesterday's morning meeting and discussion and all that other, you know, important conversations, we'll be working with all of you on getting your feedback and your input and looking at the RAS as the basis. Because the numbers that you're talking about are the output, final output. But if we are going to work at looking at the core, we want to make sure that core is, you know, acceptable in all the ways with all the issues that, you know, and opportunities that we have to really examine it. A lot of words of, we will get it as soon as we can, but we think it's important that groundwork be done. And we know it's important, but we don't want to get bad information out if it's going to change. And as I said, as Rebecca said, it is changing as we speak, so to speak, in all that we're doing.
I appreciate that, Slotko.
Yeah. Sorry if
I would be remiss if I did not ask.
Of course. No. And hopefully I didn't mischaracterize Rebecca's comments, but I think that was a great response that was provided on Tuesday.
Excellent. David, your hands up.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Judge. And I just wanted to add that I had the privilege of hearing the results of the study probably four or five times. And in each audience that heard the information, it prompted a few questions. And I very much appreciate the folks from the JCC, taking a willingness position to ensure that everybody understands the background of how those conclusions were reached, and making sure that, as Locko mentioned, just a validation that those details have been checked and well understood. So I do appreciate, based on the conversations that I've had with my colleagues and what I've heard in the different advisory committees, that this is a complicated activity that's going to have some pretty broad impacts potentially. So making this effort to inform, educate, and fully understand that everything has been checked with the full impact being evaluated as well, I think is a very important step forward. And I do appreciate the level of, I guess, support as demonstrated by the vote on this particular item, that we need to get this right and be comfortable with the results. So thank you very much for letting me address this.
Get it right and be comfortable in the results. I think that sums it right up. All right, Rebecca, anything else? I've done all the talking today, but you're the brains behind the business. Anything you want to add?
It is so not true, but I want to echo what everybody has said. There's a tremendous number of people that have contributed to this conversation, and a lot of work that has been done, a lot of work to be done. And I also recognize our colleagues that have really taken the time to dig deep and understand this detail, because it's not simple math. So anyway, just want to reiterate that. Thank you.
Yep. And while I hesitate to name anybody specifically, Chad is the unsung hero. A lot of times Chad is always with us. I remind you all that Chad, along with myself, but Chad is really the one there at FMS, is a co-chair of FMS. So a lot of this work matriculates up through FMS. Chad is there every minute along with the ride with Rebecca. So, and all of you, thank you so much for the work that you do. I think we've recognized as what we need to, the great work everybody does. And don't go anywhere, folks. We've still got to get through the rest of May and June and hope the best. And I think the point that Oksana made too was anything could change between now and then. We just hope that there's no catastrophes that dictate that change between them. Slotko, anything else you wanted to add in summary?
No, I appreciate the work of everybody. Thank you.
Yep. And Rob, thanks for joining us. Your team did a great job as well. Leah is as you know, so appreciated. So thank you.
Absolutely.
I think I even saw Corey on here. So Corey, thanks for joining us too. All right, folks. We're about 20 minutes early. It might give you a chance to grab a bite to eat. I'll appear with Rebecca or next one of both of us next week before JBBC to pass this along to them. June is sort of when all this finally gets resolved, as Zlatko said, with the budget updates and the finality of those numbers, and then it lands on the council's desk in mid-July. Great. Okay. Thank you all. I can't resist because the past few days have been okay, but go Dodgers. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.
Hang in there. Bye-bye. Thank you.